Now I'll discuss on secondary ion mass spectrometry. This topic has been taken from the chapter number 22 of the book entitled Chemistry, written by the Gary D. Christians. This is the season number 4. That means that chapter number 22 is in mass spectrometry. It starts with the season number 1, 2, 3, and now it is the season number 4. And for the continuation of the mass spectrometry, please go through the season number 1, 2, 3, and then you start listening this season number 4. So now I'll start the topic, secondary ion mass spectrometry. Secondary ion mass spectrometry, which in short it is called SIMS, all in capital letters. This secondary ion mass spectrometry has developed through the middle of the 20th century as a premier tool for analyzing the composition of solid surface and materials. Primarily, elemental determinations are performed, but secondary ion mass spectrometry can also generate molecular ion fragments. A beam of primary ions, as for example the xenon ions Xe plus, argon ions Ar plus, oxide ions singly charged O minus, and oxygen molecule is in charge form, singly positive charge form O2 plus, SF5 plus or C60 plus. That means 60 atoms of carbon with singly positive charge. These all are generated by an ion gun. And this beam of primary ions is focused onto a surface or thin film under high vacuum in order to generate secondary ions from the sample that can be mass analyzed. High vacuum means almost less than 10 to the minus 4 Pascal. That much high vacuum. The ion bombardment can create neutral, positive ions and negative ions simultaneously, and appropriate ion optics can be used to transfer the generated ions into the mass analyzer regions. The secondary ion mass spectrometry is usually used in conjunction with sector field, quadrupole or time of flight mass analyzers. The low detection limits, that means in picomoles of atoms per cubic centimeter, small size of the incident ion beams, that means the spatial resolution as low as 10 micrometer, and ability to raster the surface for imaging application makes this secondary ion mass spectrometry technique useful for direct elemental analysis from a wide variety of surface types, including circuit boards, meteorites, individual pollen particles, and microfossils. Depth profiling is also possible. One important consideration is that samples should be highly polished before analysis and non-conducting sample should be coated with a conducting pure metal to avoid charge buildup and to facilitate reproducible results. An excellent this secondary ion mass spectrometry theory and training tutorial can be found from the Evans Analytical Group. A book by Benninghoven et al. Is also commonly cited as one of the most authoritative works on the subject. Now I'll talk about inductively coupled plasma mass spectrometry. In short, it is called ICP-MS. The invention of the inductively coupled plasma in the year 1960s and its subsequent commercialization in the 1970s significantly expanded the capabilities of elemental analysis. This ICP methods used as an atomization source for atomic emission spectroscopy, as well as some aspects of its use as a source for mass spectrometry analysis. Its main utility in elemental analysis arises from the circa 10,000 K environment in the argon plasma torch. This ensures complete destruction of organic compounds. That means 10,000 Kelvin temperature, and it is in environment of the argon plasma. And this temperature ensures the complete destruction of organic compounds. And in this method, a sufficient proportion of elements exposed to the plasma from ground into excited or ionized states. The ICP-MS yields many of the same advantages touted for ICP atomic emission spectroscopy, that means ICP-AES, but often supplies superior sensitivity, especially for transition metal elements. In ICP-AES, the discrete emission lines for different elements can be detected sequentially or simultaneously. Similarly, in ICP-MS, atomic ions are efficiently transferred to a mass analyzer where they can be separated based on their M by Z ratio and detected. Detection limits in the parts per trillion range are commonly reached, and linear ranges can extend as many as 7 orders of magnitude. Ions are typically extracted into the mass spectrometer from the torch region through a sampling cone and skimmer arrangement. This arrangement preserves and isolates a high vacuum region of the mass spectrometer from the ion source. While the ability to measure atomic mass of species adds to the specificity of analysis, some considerations have to be given the potential interference. For example, measurement of signals at M by Z value 40, 56 and 80 are significantly hampered by the high abundance of Ar plus, that means argon in singly positive charged, ARO plus and Ar2 plus ions. Ar2 means Ar subscript 2 and it is singly positive charge. these ions generated from the plasma. Immediately, the difficulty with measuring signals for calcium 40 and iron 56, the most abundant isotope of each of these elements can be imagined based on these isobaric interference. Many of these interference are polyatomic ions including oxides of various elements. Because of this, ions are typically made to traverse a collision or reaction cell before they reach the mass analyzer. Different manufacturers have designated different trade names for their own arrangements, but typically a collisional helium gas or reactive, that means reactive gas, hydrogen, methane and ammonia, or a mixture of multiple gas, and this is introduced into the path of the ions in order to reduce the abundance of polyatomic interference. Other radio frequency ion guides of various configurations, that means quadrupole, hexapole, octupole, or ion lengths, are also integrated to stabilize the path of the ions to the mass analyzer while allowing stray neutral species and solid particles to be pulled off by the vacuum. Most commercial ICP-MS instruments use a quadrupole mass analyzer for separation and selection of the ions of interest.